Hello and welcome to the Refined by Fire podcast. This is your host, Tiffany, and I am so excited to start this podcast. You have no idea. So if you're ready, let's go. Okay, so in this first episode, I wanted to talk about just making friends. Don't force it. People pleasing, honoring God. That seems like a lot, but it all ties into one. And I want to be able to have this where kids can listen to this, teens, adults. I want to make this very versatile and not too hard to understand, because I know for me, if things are too much, I don't understand. So we're going to go about this in a very simple way, and I am so excited. So here we go. So I want to jump into, I have a few verses here lined up. So let's just kind of first talk about, okay, making friends. Don't force this. This is kind of like for the kids, right? If you have kids or if you're a child listening, turn your ears up. Let's do this. So when you're first starting school, when I plan for this to come out, making friends. Don't force it. When you see somebody, maybe you want to be friends with them, right? Don't force them to be your friend. And this is good advice for all ages. Don't force someone to be your friend just because you really want to be their friend. Let it happen naturally. You can go to God and ask him for that person to be your friend. Help to maybe get courage to talk to that person to be a friend, because if you try and will it on your own, it won't last. And it might end up in fights. It might end up in bad ways. You can sure try, but, you know, if that other person is just not wanting to hang out with you, sit by you, play games, have lunch with you, anything like that, don't force them to be your friend. They weren't meant to be. You have better friends coming. You have better friends on the way. And I have a verse for this. And we're going to go, if you want to open up your Bibles, we're going to go to Luke. And we're going to go to Luke 6:31. And that verse, it says, coming on up here, do unto others as you would like done unto you. If you only love those who love you, why should you get the credit for that? Even sinners love those who love them. And I went into verse 32, but basically, love everybody, right? But also do unto others as you would like done unto you. Would you like someone to only be your friend because you have cool toys, or a cool phone, or a cool car, or clothes, or the latest game, or something? Would you only want that person to be, you know, would you only want someone to be your friend because of that, or would you only want to be someone's friend because of that, or them to be your friend because of that? No. You want to have a good, rooted friendship. And so that's why I say go to God. Run to Jesus, and he will guide you in the most beautiful, rooted friendship like ever. So that is for my kids. Do unto others as you would like done unto you. Luke 6:31. And love everybody, no matter what. Just be there for everybody. And pour good into everyone. Speak really nice and kind words to everybody. And that is also for my teens as well, you know. Just because I know when I was a teenager, it was like a moment of, oh my gosh, you know, like, I want to have so many friends. And even though I've known these people my whole life, you know, my classmates, it was, oh my gosh, a moment of like, oh gosh, I want to have so many more friends. I want to do this. But I've kept, you know, I was friends, you know, quote unquote friends with everybody. I was very nice to everyone and whatnot. They were nice to me. But it's not like I had sleepovers with all of them, right? Like, I had, you know, just a handful group of people. And if anything, that's so much better, because when you have that small knit group, you know, less drama happens, less problems occur, and you can get, like, real and honest and raw with these people, and they, you know, they won't judge you, they'll, like, literally be there for you. And so I love those people. I love everyone that I graduated with, and I hope they're doing really well. But, you know, that's just the thing, you know. It was cool. It, you know, it's okay if you don't have a lot of friends. Because here's the thing. You graduate and you move on. I graduated in 2011. I'm not even going to joke with you. I've barely seen any of my classmates. Only a handful of them. And, I mean, nothing's wrong with that. Nothing is wrong with that at all. That's okay, because you grow up. Some people get married. Some people have kids. And they, you know, some people just get jobs far away. Some people, you know, God takes them in various places. So don't worry about the there and now. And, you know, I mean, don't worry about so much about that. Just give it to God and enjoy the here and now, because it's so good. And I think adults can really enjoy this too, because it's like, we can't worry so much about what people think and how they interpret us and view us and our reputation. Like, it doesn't matter. To me, what matters so much more is what God thinks of us. And his thoughts of us are as, his thoughts of us are so good and so beautiful and loving. It outnumbers the sand of a beach. And there's a lot there. No matter what coastline, no matter what beach, like, his numbers, his thoughts about each of us outnumbers that. And it says right in his word, and I don't have it written down right now, but it's there, and it's beautiful, and it's gorgeous. And I can't even tell you. So I also have a verse, of course, for this, and it speaks so much. So if you may, join me in Galatians. And it is chapter 1, verse 10. And this is by Paul writing this. And it is, obviously, I'm not trying to win the approval of people, but of God. If pleasing people were my goal, I would not be Christ's servant. If that doesn't speak so much volume, I don't know what does. I mean, oh my gosh. Don't worry about what Joe Schmo thinks of you over here and what Amanda thinks of you over here. Like, it doesn't matter. Except pray for those people. If you care so much about them, like, pray for them, maybe. And just pray that God brings friends into your life that honor God, that want to walk with you, you know, with God, and help each other, because we're supposed to be in, like, communion with these people. We're supposed to be able to go to the church and be able, and when I say the church, it's all of us. It's not the building, it is the people. So go to the church and ask your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, you can go to them and ask for them for help, ask for them for prayer, or just to sit and talk with you to understand something, or just to talk about something. Go to God and ask him for help, because he's there for you. He wants to help you because you are his child that he adores and loves so much. I can't even tell you. It's so important. And, you know, and something else that is, you know, that I wanted to talk about, because, like, for me, like, I want to end on this with people pleasing. Like, I used to have such a people pleasing problem, and I'm working on it with God. I am, like, right now, I am in the journey of, like, reading the Bible in a year, or at least just having the goal of reading the whole Bible, right? And I have noticed how much God has changed me, and he is still changing me. Like, yesterday when I was sitting here, I felt like it was within, and it's crazy. It was like a rock, inside was being overturned. Like, it, someone was turning over a rock, and it was like turning from the old side to a new, and it was so cool. And then I went to the library the other day. I was returning a book. By the way, I was reading The Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis. You have to read those. It's so, so good. Oh my gosh. It's like a different perspective. Like, it's really good. You have to go check it out. But then I asked God, I was like, God, is there a book that you want me to check out? It was like a way that I felt it and how it popped in my mind, but it's like I felt it. And it was like The Art of War. The Art of War. Okay. So, and to me, I recently have been, and it connected because like recently I've been fighting like spiritual battles, right? And I'm like, how do you fight this? And I was listening to, I love Ali Yost, y'all. Ali Yost and Ashley Hetherington, so amazing. I love them. And their show, Jesus Freaks, absolutely amazing. By the way, you have to check it out. That has inspired my walk with Jesus, and it's so amazing. But with that, oh my gosh, sorry. I got so distracted. But with Ali Yost's podcast, Christ with Coffee and Ice, love that podcast, by the way. She just talks about how she went into battle and how it's like she yells and gets angry at, and it's not a sin to get angry, by the way, if you didn't know that. So she just gets angry with the enemy and shouts at him and rebukes him in the mighty name of Jesus and just calls out the spirit and says, go back to the pit of hell where you came from. And boom, you have to do that maybe a few times. Maybe it's the first time, but it's the difference. And I have been wanting, because I have some things that pop in my mind, and it's just like, no, we don't think about that. We don't say that. That is not a thing. Absolutely not. So I think this is showing me different ways to fight and how in war, how they make their strategicness, how you do that in spiritual ways, you know? So, oh, it's so cool. And I'm so excited to see what I learn from this. So, and what God wants me to learn from it. So, it's so cool. Next, honor God. Honor God in so many ways. And that is pray. Pray with your whole heart and soul, mind and body and spirit. Pray. Pray. And have faith. Having faith moves God. It moves his heart. Like, have faith that moves mountains. Have faith. I know it can be so hard. And it is insane. Sometimes it's really hard to have faith when you're in the moment of an anxious thought. Or maybe, you know, you're in a moment where you are really sad right now, right? Maybe you are just in a really, really tough spot. Do your best and have faith. The faith, the size of a mustard seed. If you don't know what a mustard seed is, look it up right now. A mustard seed is this tiny little thing. And it grows. And it goes. And it's half the faith, at least the size of a mustard seed, and that moves so much. Have, even if that means if you have like the smallest amount, it'll move. He will move. And I have some examples of that, and I want to go here to Exodus. And I thought of, when I was writing all of this, you know, just, you know, different scenarios popped up. And I want to go to Exodus chapter 16. And this is 4 and 5 here. And it's with Moses. And this is what the passage says, by the way. I have the NLT version. And so it is, then the Lord said to Moses, look, I am going to rain down food from heaven for you. Each day, the people can go out and pick up as much food as they need for that day. I will test them in this to see whether or not they will follow my instructions. On the sixth day, they will gather food, and when they prepare it, there will be twice as much as usual. Have faith, obey, follow God. So simple. And He will. He will give. He is there. God will. He has the most beautiful plans. And you have to have faith. And I know that there were some people that took more food, if I am correct here, that some took more food because they were scared that there wasn't going to be enough. You can't do that, right? Like, God said he will give you food. He will give you food. He will rain down food from heaven. So you have to have faith that he will move, as well as the same thing with Moses. I also thought about when Moses, with Pharaoh, and how he just fought Pharaoh, and how it's like God kept telling him, go to Pharaoh again and try again, and let's, I'm gonna free you. You just gotta keep trying, keep going, having faith. It's have faith, it moves mountains, as well as going now into Daniel chapter 3, and we're gonna talk about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I can't even tell you how many times it took me to remember those names without forgetting or being like, wait, what was that? But with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, King Nebuchadnezzar threw them into the fire, into the blazing furnace, because they would not bow down to King Nebuchadnezzar's gods, to his idols. So, I can't even tell you, in that I have verses. It's the whole thing here, how when they were in there, King Nebuchadnezzar, and this is verse 24, but suddenly King Nebuchadnezzar jumped up in amazement and exclaimed to his advisors, "Didn't we tie up three men and throw them into the furnace?" "Yes, your majesty, we certainly did," they replied. Going into 25, "Look," Nebuchadnezzar shouted, "I see four men unbound walking around in the fire unharmed, and the fourth looks like a god." That was Jesus, and that was Jesus. He's the fourth man in the fire. They had faith. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they came out of there untouched, didn't even smell like smoke, had not even a hair on their head hurt. Isn't our God, isn't our beautiful Savior Jesus amazing? Like, have faith and the Spirit will move. Have faith. Our Abba, he will move. You have to have faith. I know in the moment, it is so hard, right? It's so hard to have that, because I know I've had times in my life, and one day I would love to share my testimony, but I've had times in my life where I can't even tell you. I was shook down to the core of, I am so scared in this moment. I don't know what God's gonna do right now, but I want him to move right now. Now, where's my faith? How's my faith looking? It was low, because I was so scared, but I had hope that something's going to happen. And sometimes also when I get really scared, I pretend the bad thing isn't happening. I pretend that, nope, it's not happening. We're as normal as usual. And I push it down, but I didn't give it to God, I don't think. I didn't really. And I prayed. There were times where I got down on my knees and I begged God. I was like, "God, just please take this away from us. Please take it from us, because I don't know. I don't know what's happening right now. I know you have a reason. I know there's a reason and a place for this. But God, like, what's happening? And I'm scared right now." If that is you, I pray that God will move for you, and I know he will. He's moving in the background. He's moving in ways that we don't even know. But I urge you, my brother and sister, please have faith. And whatever that looks like, have faith. Get up in the morning and put God first. Read His Word and hold it close. Do a Bible study. Do something. Keep sticky notes around your house. And some, for me, when I was going through a time where I didn't really like how I looked and I wasn't very happy with it, I was kind of getting made fun of online, I got this dry erase marker when I used to go to therapy. My therapist suggested get a dry erase marker and go on your mirror and write things on there. So I wrote biblical things on there. I also wrote some hopes and dreams. Like, I wrote wife in waiting, mom in waiting, right? Because I'm not married yet. I don't have kids yet. But I have faith that I'm going to find my husband. I have faith that we're going to have children. Write those things down. And also I have be patient and daughter of God, you know, like, write these things down. And be careful what you say, because those create chains. Your tongue is a sword. Be careful how you use it. Use it to fight the enemy. Use it to pour into people. Use it to bring love and peace to people. Use it to speak the word of God. And I can't even tell you how much, like, God will use you. Like, be there to be the hands and feet of God. Have faith, like Moses did, like Daniel did, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, like Esther. Have faith, like so many other people in the Bible. Have faith. Don't people please. Don't worry about what your person next to you is doing. Don't worry about what your neighbor's doing, why they have what they have. Don't worry about this one or that one. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about if you're gonna say, if your thought is so contradictory to what theirs is. Maybe it's better not to say anything. And don't worry if you're not gonna make them happy. Because you're not going to do what they say or say what they want you to say or think. Because we're not supposed to conform to the pattern of the world, but we are different because we are God's children. And I am doing this as I'm saying this and wanting to walk this out myself. And I've been doing this myself because I want to stop gossiping myself. And I know, like, sometimes some people around me like to gossip. I ask God, like, God, show me a way out of this. Please help me to be able to either speak up or leave the situation or just be there and be a listening ear or to provide something or to show me that way out and show me how I can make that difference. So I urge you to do the same. So people pleasing, keep it out. Because if we're pleasing people, we're not pleasing God. So let's please God instead. Let's honor Him with our faith. Don't force your friends. They will come in time and God will give you the friends that will pour into you and you can pour into them. And you can walk together with Jesus. I just give it to God. He is good. Thank you so much for listening. And I hope this has blessed you so much. And I hope just God just really spoke through me to be able to speak to you. And I am so excited for the rest of this podcast. I can't even tell you. I can't wait to see where God brings this. It is His. God is so good. And give it all to Him today, okay? Ooh, God, we give it all to You. And we thank You so much that we were able to gather together today. And we lay it all at Your feet, and we give it to You in Your hands. And Lord, we ask You to search our hearts and take anything there that displeases You, and instead replace it with all of You. And we lay it all at Your feet, and we thank You, Jesus, for just everything that You've done and everything You're doing. And God, we trust You, and we trust You, God, that You will give us the friends that will pour into us and love us for our hearts and who we are, and not because of the things that we have. Lord, help us not to please people, but instead want to please you. Lord, please help us be able to find that way out when gossip comes up. Lord, help us to be able to instead to shine your light in that situation and to help other people. And help us, Father, to be able to be your hands and feet instead of to use them to please people, to please you and honor you. And help us, Father, to have the faith when it's hard. When it's hard and we don't know what to do. We thank you, Father, for everything you're doing. We thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you for the plans you have for us. And I pray this all in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Abba. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. Have a great day. God is good.